There is only one reason why the long-awaited Libya elections on the last 24 December did not take place in the end. Saif Gaddafi, son of the former Libyan colonel, would have won them. A poll carried out in Libya gave him around 50%, confirming what everyone in Libya already knew. As in the 2014 elections, when the will of the people does not correspond to NATO's wishes, the militias spring into action. This time the Electoral Commission building in Tripoli was militarily occupied a week before the vote, and the Commission was forced at gunpoint to cancel the elections to the relief of Europe and NATO. The election of Saif Gaddafi would have made it possible to install in Tripoli, by the will of the Libyan people, a president capable of dismantling this mafia military power entrenched in the defense of the capital against the remaining two-thirds of the country. It is in fact only in Tripolitania that the militias involved in the plundering of Libyan oil are concentrated. The same militias that for years have been managing the complex international network that lures into Libya those children we call migrants, and who, once in Tripolitania, are reduced to slavery. Not necessarily the slavery of chains and detention centers. In fact, even those who are free are still a free labor force at their disposal.
I work for you, you pay me. You give my money, you don't fight me, you don't fight me. You pay me my money.
Drop my mother, not like, Barra, outside. You were stealing.
I work for him.
Barra.
To pay me, he refused to pay me.
Where is the fucking boy?
I worked for him for a good 21 days. He never paid me a damn. And he also refused to blow me. He's blowing me also. I need justice. I need justice for this. I need justice today.
Barra! Outside!
Thank God.
Outside.
You saw everything he's doing.
Barra!
He's fighting me.
Barra.
He saw my clothes. I work for him. He refused to pay me. No problem. I need justice. I need justice.
So where you go? Look at the camp here, where the black people are living.
We have been sold and been put in the market for a little more money. I've worked more than 100 times since I've been to Libya. I don't think if I've been paid at least 5 times. The
wow.
Best one you can see is the one that will give you food after you work. And there are some they will beat you and ask your people to give you money.
In the early days of last October, a vast police operation was launched in and around Tripoli, leading to the arrest of several thousand migrants. After a few days, about 2,000 of them managed to escape from the Al-Mabani detention center in Tripoli and take to the streets. Of those who did not manage to escape, none were repatriated. Instead, they were asked to pay a ransom to return to freedom. Those who could not afford it are still in detention. A few hundred of those eligible for international protection, already registered with the UNHCR, who fled the detention center with no money and nowhere to go, camped in protest outside the UN office where they have been since last October, demanding immediate evacuation from Libya.
This is a UNHCR, the CDC in Tripoli. That's right. I just come here now, and you can see the situation of the migrant. Like there are many women here, and the kid. So they are here. You can see where they are living now. You know, they came here not because this place is safe, but because they need evacuation. They need protection because they were pushed away from their house, and some of them were taken to the prison. To Mabani, and from Mabani they escaped and they came here, you know.
According to the UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, there are about 40,000 registered refugees in Libya. These people have the right to be evacuated to Europe or safe countries, but in all, according to the same source, there are 700,000 migrant slaves present in Libya. What does a detention center look like? Here are images recorded inside by a slave migrant. In fact, only a few thousand are detained in the centers. But it is also true that the turnover is continuous. Once the migrant pays, he is free and gives way to the next one.
We have been here for a long time, in this detention center. This is our big hangar. This is our big room. That's it. It contains 500 refugees.
This is not a detention center. It is the center of a private trafficker. It is to this kind of person that the slave migrants turn when they want to attempt the crossing. Everything happens apparently in great secrecy. In reality, the traffickers are linked to the Libyan Coast Guard, and together they decide how many can leave, how many can reach the NGO's ships, how many will be brought back to Libya so that more money can be extorted from them in exchange for freedom. And the merry-go-round continues. Comparing the data, for every slave migrant taken overboard by the NGO's ships, another was taken by the Libyans and returned to Libya. Once ashore, each of them can be extorted, under torture, for up to 4,000 euros. 30,000 migrants reached Italy last year. 30,000 were brought back to Libya and squeezed by the militias for an estimated 120 million euros in 1 year. But for every 20 who arrive in Italy, one loses his life at sea, because the deflated rubber dinghies alone are unable to reach Italian shores. And if nobody finds them, they sink.
I'm talking from Saladin. Saladin. The war here have made everywhere so... I don't know how to put this. But if you see everywhere, you will see that everywhere is quite shut down. So it's not that easy for us here in Libya. It's not that easy for us. Please, I'm in Nigeria. Please, I'm calling. If you people can assist me with any little thing, I can go back to my country. It's not easy here. We worked last month. They refused to pay us. They said that we should stop coming to work, that they want to close. We have been calling the lady for our salary, but she refused to pick. We don't have food. Don't have anything, even water to drink. We drink the water from the pipe, the salt water. You can see it.
Hello everyone. I'm from Nigeria. I stay in Libya. So I've been here for almost 5 years. I'm 30 years of age. I've attempted to cross the water almost 4 times, and I was got caught many times and arrested. I'm on this plan on to see money so that I can go back to my country and make things good for myself, so that I can start afresh, because I have many family in Nigeria that are they are looking up to me. So, and here now there's no job, nothing. If you even work, no guarantee of payment. They are just dealing like slavery, and now we are following me and many migrants in Libya here. We always follow the rescue ship information, like all those Sea Watch, alarm phone, like all those Lakunda, open arm, to watch whether maybe we can cross or not. But me, I don't plan to cross any longer. I want to go back to my country because I'm tired and fed up. Because if you even pay for money for crossing, other people are not even ready to push you. They're the one that will call police to come and arrest you. So we talk about social media and where people are getting information about their movement, especially of crossing the water or going to Europe through by sea. People will just fall in, and many people, they are following all those applications, all those page like this alarm phone, like this Sea Watch. And recently we heard that Open Arm is on water, and different rescue people are coming. So inside this, if you look at the situation on ground in Libya recently, they are just arresting people. And most of the people doing the arrest, they have been arrested and not taken to the proper prison. They are taken to their own personal, all those police officers are just arresting people. And most of people arrest people on water, it's not even police. They're just civilian. They have an opportunity to have a flying boat. And they have their own personal prison where they can put people and ask for money. So if you watch this as I'm scrolling this down, if you can watch it, you see that we black are many there. We migrants, we are many. We are many. We are the one that comment most there. If you look at it, we follow everything and they focus on it and they believe any information that come out from there. Especially this alarm phone is where people normally get their information from as immigrants.
There is no any tangible reason for people to be risking their life on that thing anymore. We've lost a lot of people's life on that thing. And the boat they are coming to is nothing, it's not a normal boat. I'm put like 150, 200 people on a balloon, like a balloon. So it is very light. It doesn't have the power or the ability to accommodate such amount of people. But what I see there is that is like there is a connection between the NGOs and the Libyan traffickers. Do you understand me? There is no way a boat will move from Libya here that the NGOs will not be aware of it. So if there is no any connection within the NGOs and the Libya traffickers, things like that cannot be happening. So what I would suggest for my people and everyone here in this program is they should stop this Mediterranean Sea. No one should go and risk their life anymore on the Mediterranean Sea.
In recent years, 60,000 migrant slaves have obtained free repatriation from Libya to their country through an IOM program, proving that the equation, either Europe or death, is unfounded. All of them have an alternative to slavery, to return home. But their request is not matched, since the Libyans do not willingly authorize these repatriation flights. In fact, those who do return home recount what their experience has been like, which is why entries into Libya from sub-Saharan Africa country have fallen in recent years. If Tripolitania were left without black Africans, the capital's economy would grind to a halt. Are we willing to be the cause of this, so as to give a free hand to the militias that plunder Libyan oil on our behalf?
So happy. I'm going home. I'm going to my home country. I'm going to my home country, Nigeria. I'm so happy. I can't express my joy. I can't express my feelings. You know, I'm so happy. I came to this country in the hope of going to Europe, but I was trapped. I was trapped in this prison of a country. Couldn't go forward and barely go backward. But I thank God for I can now go back home. I am so happy. This is not a place to be at all. This is not a place to be at all. Libya is not a place to be. It's too rough here. There's no life for the blacks here. There's no life here. I'm so happy. I can't express my joy. I'm going home.